You remember last year, we took away the ability of the department to handle cases outside of Superior Court. And at the time, they were handling or keeping out of Superior Court 800 or 900 cases a year. Now we have a backlog over there, and I think this function, Mr. Deputy Commissioner, is it related to that, or it's the way I understand it?
Mr. Abshire?
This position, no, sir, is not. The other position, the increase that Representative Martin is speaking of, was for a hearing officer so we could get on board with our DNOs. I might bring to your attention that we received a phone call from a noted workers' comp attorney in the state asking for some statistics on where we were and why we were behind 30 days. We have now received a letter from him requesting this written information, which leads us to believe that we're going to end up in a lawsuit like we were in 1983, where the state paid $250,000 for failing to meet their mandates. This position does not relate to that. This position does basically what Representative Sitton said. It creates a level playing field and creates an economic benefit for all of the legal operating employers and the state of Alaska.
Mr. Chairman.
Chairman McLean.
It's not 103,000, it's 75.1 that we added for this position to address the backlog and within the workers' comp, and it's a hearing officer in Anchorage. But we did not add that one position to work on investigation of fraud.
Okay. Did we have a motion, Representative Grusendorf?
I had moved it, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion?
Objection.
Any objections? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Ferriero?
No.
Representative Brown?
Yes.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Representative Hoffman?
Yes.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Navarre?
Yes.
Representative Parnell?
Yes.
Representative Larson?
No.
Representative McLean?
Yes.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Please note that amendment number 2 has been adopted. Amendment number 3, Representative Terrio.
Chairman, I move amendment number 3.
Okay, we have a motion that we adopt amendment number 3. Discussion on amendment number 3?
Yes, I would like to ask Representative Terrio, did you also do that for all the agencies for data processing component to be cut?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure I follow.
Well, these are RSAs to DOA's administration, but didn't you just do a cut on it already? And so this would be a double cut to all agencies. He did a...
Amendment number 1 on the Department of Administration was spread across all agencies. A general fund reduction of $500,000 for computer data processing chargeback rate reductions. And Mr. Greeny could tell us if this is out of the same source?
Yes.
Whether we already have done this or not?
It is out of the same source. I can clear it. Okay. DOL has an agreement with DOA which caps our payment for computer services at $1.2 million annually.
Beautiful.
So DOA is the one that they RSA to.
Mr. Chairman, I withdraw this one at this time, then.
Are there any objections to the motion being withdrawn? None. The motion is withdrawn. Number 4, Representative Terrio.
Chairman, I move amendment number 4.
I'll object to it.
Discussion? Representative Terrio, then give us the basis.
It's my understanding that this component is funded with a little over $1.5 million of federal funds. There's about $1.2 million of general fund match and $96,000 in general fund program receipts. I believe what this what this does is would reduce, it would allow us to capture all the federal funds that we're currently operating our occupational safety and health program with. My understanding that only roughly half of the states have a state program, the other half of the states allow the federal government to perform that function. And what I'm just trying to do here is reduce all the general funds above and beyond what we need to capture the federal funds.
Can I explain the impact if this were to be adopted?
Please.
The reduction will prevent enforcement of the following programs: asbestos abatement training and certification, painter training and certification, explosive certification program, hazard communication program support, and the following would be eliminated: the Alaska Safety Advisory Council, 7 full-time positions utilized to enforce occupational safety and health laws.
Representative Terrio.
Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding that the Alaska Safety Advisory Council is general fund program receipts, which would not be impacted by this reduction. Perhaps the department people can clear that up.
Mr. Teal.
I'd like to answer that. Yes, sir, I think you are correct in that. The Safety Advisory Council is in program receipts. There are some program receipts. You said 96,000, and that's with a cut that we took, a proposed cut this year already. We took 16,000 proposed cut into those program receipts. It used to be 112. Those program receipts come from asbestos, painters, and explosive certifications. This cut would definitely have a negative impact on that. It would have a negative impact on our ability to provide consultation services to employers now that we go in and review their workplace or their job site, point out the discrepancies in it, advise them on doing a safety plan, and in other words to keep enforcement from coming in at a later date and nailing them with some these extensive citations and fines. One thing that this asbestos, and these certification programs, all of them, have a side effect. In my opinion, they go a long ways to ensuring Alaskan hire on projects. We've had several cases of that. One of them is right here in Juneau in the federal building. The contractor came in from North Carolina and was going to bring all his people, and lo and behold, he found out he had ahead of Alaska certifications. We got our Alaskan workers on the job. But this impacts 8 people in the department. This cut would impact them. Not all of them are 100%, 4 are 100%, 4 are partial. This money has been used and is being used even to administrate other programs within labor standards and safety, like wage and hour and mechanical, because of the shortfall of funds we've had in clerical positions. We have clerks that do a little bit of all these jobs. To cut it up would really be a debilitating effect on the Department of Labor and Labor Standards and Safety specifically. I would certainly oppose or request that this amendment fail.
Further discussion, Representative Terrio?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to reduce the number down to 100,000.
Okay, we have a motion to amend the amendment to make the number 100,000. Do we have any objections on the motion to amend?
I'll object.
Any objections? Discussion on the motion to amend. We're ready for the question on the motion to amend. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Brown.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Grisendorf.
Yes.
Representative Hamill.
Yes.
Representative Coffin.
No.
Representative Martin.
Yes.
Representative Navarro.
Yes.
Representative Parnell.
Yes.
Representative Terrio.
Yes.
Representative Larson.
Yes.
Representative McClain.
No.
1-2-9.
Any further discussion on the main motion as amended?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know what the impact would be, but the other amount was that there'd be program staff reductions in Fairbanks, Anchorage, Juneau, Kodiak. Please keep that in mind.
Further discussion? Representative Brown?
Well, I'd speak against the main motion. I believe that
we are not today doing an adequate job of monitoring a number of the work sites in our state, and that we have a very high worker accident rate, and that this department has really been squeezed a lot over the years. And I just think it's a mistake to, I think this directly affects public safety of the workers who are in those industries, and that we should not be making this reduction.
Further discussion? Okay, the motion before us then is to reduce labor standard and safety, occupational safety and health component by 100,000. Are you ready for the question?
Question.
Okay, question's been called. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative
Rosendorf.
No. Representative Henley.
Yes.
Representative
Hoffman.
Yes. Representative Martin.
Yes.
Representative Navarre.
No.
Representative Parnell.
Yes.
Representative Terrio.
Yes.
Representative Brown.
No.
Representative McCain.
No.
Representative Larson.
No.
Representative Hoffman.
No.
5 yeas, 6 nays.
The amendment number 4 has failed adoption. Representative Brown, was your request before we go into this? Community and Regional Affairs?
No, sir, we just need a little time to prepare our amendments for the 5 p.m., and I don't know if we were to take a brief recess prior to the session, we could get those amendments ready to be turned in so they can be duplicated while we're on the floor, and then people could have them to review this evening. So I think it would be most efficient use of our time if we took a short break between the end of this session and the floor, so we can stay on our schedule for the amendments.
The one concern that we have right here is Chairman McLean will not be with us tomorrow, and this is her budget on community and regional affairs. So let's get into it and see how far we can go.
Or we can just post, you can just give us the courtesy of turning our amendments late. That's fine, too.
How many have? How many?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
sir. You said that Representative McLean, you're not going to be here tomorrow?
Right.
Well, that, Mr. Chairman, in my mind, causes a very serious problem when we're starting to dealing with some of these amendments, because these votes are very close on some issues that are very important to the state.
Okay, amendment number 1 by Representative Grusendorf. Administration and support, designated grant.
All for you, young lady.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number 1. Open-minded
people.
Being that culture sometimes is wasted upon me, it would be agreeable to the chair. I'll yield to Representative Homer.
Okay, we have a motion to adopt amendment number 1 under discussion. Welcome, Representative Allman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'll speak briefly to this. I know many of the members are familiar with this designated grant, as it has been in the budget for many, many years. The program, as you will probably remember, is a unique program. It is the only kind in its state, in the state. It has, for a number of years, provided training to individuals from all over Alaska. And matter of fact, 120 Alaskan artists and interns have benefited from this training program since 1979. The program has many different sources of funding. They have been very good at getting competitive grants. They have been excellent at going out to national institutions and getting grants, and have also had very successful fundraising campaigns from many, many individuals in the state. But the budget has been reduced considerably over the years in terms of support from the state of Alaska, and to not have this level of support in the budget really will put in significant question whether or not they will be able to continue their work. I was in Bethel a couple of weeks ago and spoke with Earl Atchick. Earl is a classic example of the success of this program. Earl came as an intern. He worked with the program. He ended up writing a play, In Two Worlds, which not only played here in Juneau and around the state, but back in New York City. It is a real successful program that benefits the entire state of Alaska. And Mr. Chairman, I would urge members to consider it favorably. The offer of amendment mentioned culture This is really more education and training than it is cultural, though obviously the training is in cultural in the theater. It is something that has benefited many Alaskans, and I hope we can continue to see this program through. Thank you.
Okay, further discussion. Representative Chairman McClain.
The way that we address the designated grants is that we added back grants that did not receive other funding sources from other state grant programs or other grants that seem duplicative. And intent language was added to send a message to the remaining grants that they need to examine other funding sources in the next fiscal year. And we did not want to eliminate funding to grantees without providing them the opportunity to explore other sources of state funding. And we also did not restore funding to those grantees that did not respond to our letter requesting information we had sent to each grantee a number of months ago. The Perseverance Theater has many other sources of funding, and they received 69.2 state grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts in the current year, and they have a budget. The Perseverance Theater has a budget that totals $1 million. And you have all the information of the purpose of the grants and what they receive from other funding sources and which areas didn't.
Representative Romer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I might just add one thing to this. The other grant which Perseverance gets from the state of Alaska is a competitive grant. That is to say, the Arts Council makes available to a variety of individuals the opportunity to compete for a grant. It is not a guarantee. It is not a designated grant. It is not somehow written into some formula. Every year they have to go before the Arts Council to compete for it. They may or may not get it. So that criteria of they get other money is not a given by any means, and it is my understanding that the Arts Council grant line has been reduced, which I think raises even more questions about whether or not they will be able to get any money from that funding source. It is true that Perseverance Theater gets funding from many, many other sources. They have been very aggressive in trying to diversify their funding sources. That's good. I think we should pat them on the back for that and not penalize them for it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Parnell.
Mr. Chairman and to Representative Ulmer, we've gotten away in the last few amendments from establishing priorities in the sense of choosing one over the other. And I would ask Representative Ulmer if there is another area in the budget that would be of less priority than this that we could pull $30,000 from and support this funding. Or if you're just offering this as a straight increment.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I might, it was offered as a straight increment because I didn't realize that the rules of amendments were going to be there pretty much has to be an equal decrement for the increment. If you're telling me that that's what's necessary, I'll be happy to submit an amended amendment
at
the end of the list.
I'm just trying to tell you what one of my personal priorities is.
Further discussion on amendment number one. Representative Foster.
I had representatives of the Perseverance that I had talked to that had come up with the idea of taking it out of economic development and commerce, and that was Division of Tourism, Film Office, contractual line item for $30,000. I haven't had the opportunity, I don't know if they have, to speak to that department to see whether or not they'd be willing to give up that money. I'd be hesitant to offer it myself personally and then have that department jump on me. But I do know that the theater itself has tried to come up with some ideas on some other departments to get the money from. And on a more personal level, I wanted to show my own appreciation to them for having included their rural people over the last few years in their programs.
The film office has already been cut. Because I chair that subcommittee, and I can't remember how much. I think it's $160,000 that we cut it already.
Further discussion on amendment number one.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Brown.
I would really like it if we would first take up the amendment to consider whether we're going to have designated grants at all. And this program, I believe it's a very worthwhile effort, and I've supported it over the years. I just feel that considering the position we're in, something has got to come at the bottom of the list, and it seems to me that these designated grants generally are in that category. But if we're going to have some, then I would support restoring the money for this one. So is it procedurally possible to request that we take up one of the subsequent amendments before we consider this?
Let's see, do we?
Got one, and she has one, I think.
I see Representative Brown. Let's go through and number the amendments on community and regional affairs. This is number one, then by Hoffman, it would be number two. By Hoffman, number three. By Representative Navarre, number four. Representative Brown, number five.
Okay, I have a new version of number. That's Hanley.
Did I miss one?
You missed one.
I did.
Mark.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You missed two bad ones.
Representative Hanley would be number five.
I got another one.
Representative Hanley would be number six. Representative Terrio is number seven. Representative Brown is number eight.
And I have a new number eight because that's the wrong number, but it'll be a new eight.
And then number nine is Representative Brown.
And that will be also replaced with an intent amendment because that...
I have a new intent for yours.
And I have a revision of your proposal.
Then we have number 11 by Representative Brown.
Wouldn't that be 10?
10.
10 and then 11.
They care one?
No, you're taking me honest here. Thank you. Number
Please
10.
Is the intent number 9?
Yes. And if it's available, yes.
Number 9 was on the daycare assistance.
Right. And
no, I don't have, we're messing up.
We're messing up. Okay.
Got two daycare assistants.
There's actually four amendments that deal with the daycare assistance, and they're the last four items in the packet.
Number, I see number eight as the designated grants.
Nine is the reallocation.
Five Brown, and it's to delete 587.
Right.
And insert zero.
Then number nine.
With the wrong amount. And the number nine is the intent language offered by Representative Brown, and which I had changed to. And then you have a revised one. So that's number nine.
Right.
Okay, number 10 would then be by the Representative Brown childcare.
To restore 100,000 general fund.
Yeah, okay, good.
Number 11 says to restore 300,000. Right. Number 12 would be to add 886,000. Golly, the way we were going, we're lucky we don't have number 13.
Eight and nine,
huh? Oh, here it is.
8 and 9. Here comes 13. Have no fear.
Oh.
New 8 and new 9 were just distributed. They replaced the 8 and 9 in the packet.
Okay.
That's the first load on.
We're going to have to get our punching machines, so when you hand them out, everyone can keep theirs in their booklet.
Okay.
Okay, now we're all the way back to amendment number two.
Amendment number one passed, right, Mr. Chairman?
You withdrawing that right now? Can't leave it in limbo. It was moved.
Carol just reminded me that it'd be nice is that when we have amendments, if we can think of it, have them three hole punch before we give them to her, and then she can put them right into our booklet.
Three hole punch to make it real fast.
Amen.
Okay, where we were. Let's see if we can find a logical way to proceed. We had the question of whether we should act on all the individual designated grants before we acted upon. Which one were you suggesting, Representative Brown?
Number eight.
Mr. Chairman, it is my amendment that's before this group here.
Yeah. Let's keep going through.
And I think under the argument that we have, maybe we should adopt amendment number one and then get to amendment number eight. They're either all in or all out.
Proceeding on amendment number one. Are there objections to amendment number one?
Yes.
Objection. Hearing objections, would the clerk call the roll?
Representative Terrio.
No.
Representative Brown.
Pass.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf.
Yes.
Representative Hanley.
No.
Representative Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Martin.
No.
Representative Navarre.
Yes.
Representative Parnell.
No.
Representative Larson.
No.
Representative McClain.
No.
Representative Brown.
Yes.
5 yeas, 6 nays.
Amendment number one has failed adoption. Amendment number two, Representative Hoffman.
For all those that are going to vote for amendment number two, move to vote number three. I'll withdraw number two.
You're withdrawing number two?
Yes.
Okay, number two has been withdrawn.
Chairman, I would move number three.
Okay, number three has been moved.
And the reason, Mr. Chairman, that I offer number three, although I do not represent any of these villages. I used to represent a large number of villages on the Yukon, and the designated grant would go to the association. There's a lot of allocation problems of salmon on the Yukon, and this association represents all of the communities on the Yukon and the tributaries, and they work cooperatively with the fish and game on openings and closings, and they develop a good working relationship with the not only the department, which many times they have conflicts with, but it also develops a working relationship with the lower river, the middle river, and the upper river. Before, there used to be a lot of problems and allocation and fighting, not only among the river villages, but also with many of the decisions that the department had made. And by having funding for the association, it alleviated many of the problems that existed between the villages and between the department and among the different three regions of the Yukon.
Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I wanted some clarification because the Yukon River's drainage fisheries Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association received a step grant in the amount of $75,000 in the current year. Ramon? What I couldn't understand is they're very closely linked. How different are these two organizations?
One organization is a CDQ program which deals with offshore allocations, and this one deals with relationships with the villages in the drainage. So the one is the development of the CDQ program offshore, and this is in the river drainage.
The reason that we didn't fund them was because they just received a step grant for $75,000.
Well, the two, I think, are different.
Looking at the time that it is right now, I want to remind everyone we will not get to education or revenue before 5 o'clock. But if our session at 5 o'clock is fairly short, I'd like to come back and try to at least get through community and regional affairs tonight, and also then to give everyone a couple of hours in which to draft amendments, so we'll be extending the deadline for amendments. Number three. No further discussion on amendment number three.
Question.
Hearing the question, would the clerk call the roll?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, I need an A's to get my other vote. We have brief A's.
Yes.
Because I'm really confused. I keep thinking that they're one organization, and the one organization receives the STEP grants.
One is a CDQ program of four villages to look at providing jobs because they're getting an allocation, offshore allocation.
Is that the STEP program?
Yes.
Where they got
so.
The allocation?
Yes. And the other one is all the Yukon River communities, including the tributaries, working on allocation of salmon and working directly with the Department of Fish and Game on allocation problems, because in the past they had they were fighting with the department and fighting between the Middle River, the Upper River, and the Lower River.
Is that where the chum crisis was happening?
Part of the chum crisis was happening both on the Kuskokwim and on the Yukon River, but this is just deals with the Yukon allocation issues.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay, would the clerk call the roll for number three?
Representative Brown.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Grisendorf.
Yes.
Representative Hanley.
No.
Representative Kaufman.
Yes.
Representative Martin.
No.
Representative Navarre.
Yes.
Representative Parnell.
No.
Representative Terrio.
No.
Representative Larson.
No.
Representative McLean.
Yes.
6-5-nay.
Okay, please note amendment number three has been adopted. Amendment number four, Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll move the amendment. And I'd like to offer a amendment to the amendment. That is, instead of reducing the other designated grants by 10%, take the money out of the legislative operating budget, $31,000. This is a higher priority. I'd like to offer that as an amendment to the amendment.
Would you like that out of, I guess, ledge legal, ledge research, ledge audit, ledge affairs?
No, I'd like it out of legislative operating budget. That's the money that we spend on travel or majority staffing, or people who follow you, majority members around and take pictures and film you and stuff like that.
Okay.
How about per diem?
Mr. Chairman?
Per diem? Any one of those.
At what level?
$31,900.
Per diem level. Oh. So, Mr. Chairman, are we taking money out of the legislature's budget to directly benefit Representative Navarre's district, or what are we doing here?
It is benefiting my district, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to state that People Count already received STEP funding, and the organization just received $55,000 from STEP.
Could we address the amendment to the amendment, and then we'll talk about the amendment?
Okay, we have the amendment to the amendment, which is to have the funding source not to reduce the other designated grants by 10%, but to take 10% out of the House.
Take $31,900
out of the House portion of the legislative budget.
Out of the legislative budget. I'd rather take it out of the Senate portion of the legislative budget.
So would I.
But, Chairman,
it helps your Senate district.
Further discussion. Here with the clerk, call the roll. Oh, hold it. Is there any objections to the fund source switch? Any objections? I'll object. The clerk, call the roll. I got to do that budget yet.
Representative Grisendorf.
Yes.
Representative Hanley.
Yes.
Representative Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Martin.
Yes.
Representative Navarre.
Yes.
Representative Parnell.
Yes.
Representative Terrio.
Yes.
Representative Brown.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative McLean.
Yes.
Representative Larson.
No.
1-nay.
Please note. The motion to amend has been adopted. Further discussion on the main motion. Representative Navarre.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, the Kenai Peninsula is always among the top areas of the state with respect to unemployment, consistently year after year after year. The People Count program provides job training for unskilled workers. They also have a placement program where they have an incredible placement percentage of people that go through the program, they actually place in employment. What it does is prevent people from having to go on our public welfare system. This is money well spent. If we're talking about welfare reform, job training and job placement is one of the best areas to do it. It's a very small amount with a very big cost benefit.
Mr. Speaker?
Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion, Representative Martin?
Yeah. I personally want to stay away from any grants right now because I have favorite programs too, the special interest group and the Blind and Deaf up in our area, one of my personal favorites up there. And I just feel that, you know, once we open the door for grants, we might as well have 150 amendments. And it looks like that we're going to have a tough time just funding basic governments right now. So I'm going to try to resist from my own personal emotional feelings about grants and just say no to all of them at this time.
Further discussion?
Chairman?
Representative Navarre?
I kind of share that sentiment. If we're going to not do any grants, then I would be willing to forego this grant also. But in light of the fact that there are some grants in the budget now, and that this money is being taken from a reduction in the legislative operating budget, it is, I think, money well spent. The program, if you're going to have any designated grants at all, this is one that really provides a benefit to the state budget, because it does keep people off welfare. And
yeah, I just want to understand that the legislative budget is going to have a 6.5% reduction, and this would be in addition to that.
Where are you?
Question.
When are we going to?
I want to get done with this, so we got some time to do it on call a meeting on Sunday.
Jim, I wouldn't mind a 10% or 20% cut in the legislative budget. It has nothing to do with that. I think we got too much money. Just the idea that once we open the gate for grants, I'll probably outdo Representative Brown and new amendments tonight.
Representative Navarre.
Chairman, when we get to Amendment Number 8, any amounts that have been added in designated grants, if Representative Martin wants to add that to that amendment, that would be fine. And then all of them would be on the same footing in terms of whether or not we're funding designated grants. But to not support this, which is as legitimate as the other designated grants, in fact, probably more legitimate than some, I think is I may even support Amendment Number 8 myself, in which case this one would go away too, but as long as we're going to have designated grants, it doesn't increase the budget because we're seeing a reduction in the legislative operating budget, and I urge your support.
Question?
I had a question to Representative Navarre. What is their budget?
I don't know what their overall.
And how many clients do they serve?
Not even in here.
Is it a manpower?
Pardon?
Is it like a manpower?
No, it's a job training. It's a vocational education program, and they run most of their program off of grants, federal grants, state grants. That's the only way that they're able to get the money, and the clientele that they serve are, I mean, they do job training, basic education training, vocational training, technical training in computers and things like that, and then they also go to the added step of placing those in jobs within the community.
Okay, we have before us Amendment Number 4 as amended. And do we have any other discussion? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Rosenberg?
Pass.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Representative Hoffman?
Yes.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Navarre?
Yes.
Representative Parnell?
No.
Representative Theriault?
No.
Representative Brown?
Yes.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Representative Larson?
No.
Representative McLean?
Yes.
Representative Rosendorf?
Yes.
6 yea, 5 nay.
Okay, please note that Amendment Number 4, as amended, has been adopted.
Now all I need to hear from is BIDCO.
Don, we're going to have some amendments.
Maybe not.
Decrease.
Number 5. There goes Judy's salary.
Oh, she was getting paid that much?
Number 5, Representative Hanley.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move number 5, and I actually, before we do it, this is similar to number 8. What I had done is eliminated all the designated grants and taken 75% of the savings, put it back in the alcohol grants, as we mentioned before, and I would suggest for the purposes of discussion that we add the two ones that were already increased so that we get to the same question as whether we want designated grants or not. And so I would move that we delete, where it says 319.7, whatever the total amount of money is that we now have with the amendments,
from the designated grants line.
Okay, we have a motion then, and I think we've only passed two, haven't we?
Right.
At 31.9 and the other one was 30. 40, was it?
30. Yes. 30.
40. We'd add those two figures to the 319.7. And is number the second part of the amendment still, is that part of the...
Well, Representative Brown had a question, I guess.
Representative Brown?
Well, on that, I was under the impression that the total, if you're eliminating both the general fund and the mental health funds and taking the whole line to be zero, that the right number is 349.2. And that the 319.7 is the general fund number, but...
Okay. Well, whatever the total amount is of designated grants, and that's what I would move, including any amendments at this point, I would move that all the designated grants, even those that were amended, be deleted from the budget.
That 349.
And how does that...
Well, then I would, if you want to compare, then 75% of that amount would be restored to the alcohol grant line in Hess. So that, again, this is, comes back to, I don't think we continue to afford the all these designated grants. We keep nickel and diming them from year to year. If, as someone, as you said, Mr. Chairman, I've got a lot of good programs that I think I could add in as well that are at least on par with some of the ones that are here. And if you want to try and focus on priorities, as I did with a couple of others, I definitely think that the alcohol grant line is a higher priority than the designated grants, and I think that's been shown to us, so I'd move this amendment.
Representative Brown?
I just wanted to say that I have a conflict of interest. I am about to become a board member of Alaska Special Olympics, which is one of the grantees.
And part of those grants are from the mental health also.
Mm-hmm. Further discussion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, right now, I'm going to get back to basic. According to our budget plan as it is now, we've left in $349,000.
Plus the two amendments.
Huh? Plus the two amendments, which was...
Incorrect, even with the amendments. We're just taking all the designated grants, whatever the dollar amount is that's been added, the one that was in and the amendments we've made, mm-hmm. taking those out. So there are no more designated grants okay. if this amendment passes.
The total dollar amount is $421,100.
$421,100. Okay.
And it's your motion to move that into the alcohol and drug.
75% of it. Okay. Would be a net reduction to the budget with three-quarters of the reduction going to alcohol.
I would say that we should table this for the same reasons that we tabled the other one, to put the money into alcohol and drug abuse and deal with alcohol and drug abuse all at once, because that was the policy call when we... decided on the motion that I had amended, and we were going to talk about at what level we were going to fund the alcohol and drug abuse line.
You're talking about tabling or splitting, dividing the question here.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman?
Representative Hoffman?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't mind. We can divide the question and go with the first one first, which is basically, why don't we do that? Just divide the question. Forget about putting money back for now and see if we can get a reduction out of the budget. And
Mr. Chairman,
it would eliminate all designated grants that we've added, and that would be the motion.
Probably what would be best is to move that the second half, I guess, of the
right.
amendment not be considered.
Be deleted.
Delete.
Okay. Are there any objections to the deletion of the portion of the amendment having to do with alcohol and drug abuse?
I'd object just for purposes of a brief statement.
Sure.
I think all we're doing is avoiding choices on priorities here, and I think we've started a trend of doing that, and it's something that we've avoided for years. And so on that basis, I would just object to dividing the question, but given the sponsor's willingness and the apparent willingness of the body to do that, I will also acquiesce.
Are any objections maintained?
Yes.
Okay. So the question is...
Oh, no, not in dividing,
yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. So eliminating the
no objection. So the second half, having to do with alcohol and drug abuse, has been deleted from amendment number 5. Now we have amendment number 5 before us, which basically then deletes all grants that were listed, plus any that have been added to this point.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Martin.
I'd like to ask the commissioner, his assistant, if with the remaining money, not taking the $60,000 that we just added, could you give us an idea what your intent was to use the $349,000 sort of all the projects that you've been having? Did you, in your own mind, make a priority with the money that was left?
These were grants to various nonprofits. They weren't
right. But which ones? I mean, we cut you in half already.
There's a list.
Question.
Yeah, but on the list he hasn't.
You have the list.
Prioritize at all.
Yeah, but the commissioner didn't prioritize that list.
That's what I was asking.
Mr. Chairman, we're representing. We're following the wishes and the intent of the legislature.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. On the question, will the clerk call the roll?
Representative
Henley.
Yes.
Representative Kaufman.
Yes.
Representative Martin.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Representative DeVar.
Yes.
Representative Cornell.
Yes.
Representative Terrio.
Yes.
Representative Brown.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf.
Yes.
Representative McLean.
No.
Representative Larson.
No.
Representative Hoffman.
No.
Representative Foster.
No.
Seven yay, four nay.
And please note that amendment number 5 as amended has been adopted.
Good move.
Amendment number 6 is where we probably better stop. We will come back.
Let's do number 6 and then.
You think we got time to do number 6?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 6 by Representative Henley.
Mr. Chairman, to make it easy, I'll just move the top half.
Okay, the top half has been moved to delete $350,000 impact. Commissioner?
I have.
Okay, Chairman McLean?
I'll object to it because what it would do would be to eliminate the state funding for legal services, and it is unacceptable. This funding sustains the offices in the state, and without state support, these offices would close.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Grusendorf.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to confirm that with the commissioner if there's anything else that's added.
Just to respond, Representative Grusendorf, Representative McLean is correct that it will result in closure of some offices.
Okay, further discussion on amendment number 6?
Chairman, I would also oppose the motion, and I think that the little legal services that many rural communities get would seriously be affected, and would ask the members to vote no.
Further discussion? Representative Brown?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would speak against the motion. I think it's important that we maintain some access for poor people who have civil problems, that they have to be able to get some help and access to the court system. If we're going to have a system that serves all the people, we have to provide some way for indigent people to have access. This is not an extravagant amount. Public defender only handles criminal. This is the comparable place people would go if they have civil problems that they have to go to court, and I think it's important. Particularly considering some of the other bills and changes we're considering in this legislature, such as the landlord-tenant changes, we really need this support, and I'd urge the members not to support this.
Chairman?
Representative Parnell?
Maybe I'm missing something, but this looks more like a general reduction to administration and support. Is it?
It would cut Alaska Legal Services, and the reason is Alaska Legal Services has already been cut by, what is their cut now?
Mr. Chairman, the Alaska Legal Services was funded at $475,000. That was eliminated, and $350,000 was put back in.
Mr. Chairman, I understand what they're saying, but is this amendment, this doesn't address, I mean, we're talking, the commissioner has a lot more discretion than just Alaska Legal Services with this amendment in terms of where the hit's going to be taken. Is that accurate?
There's not, through the chair, there's not much room in the commissioner's office for this type of reduction.
Well, we already cut a lot.
$350,000 was the amount that was put back in specifically for Alaska Legal Services. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the intent of the amendment, which was to take that grant out, the funding for that grant, and then originally, and then transfer that money to alcohol and drug abuse, if I'm incorrect. Yeah.
If you look at the page one of the transaction summary for governor amended to House, $350,000 is specifically there to restore some GF for legal services.
Representative Hammond?
I would say that would be what, I mean, whether we say it or not, that's what they had suggested, was that the administration had zero in for that particular service, and if we give them an unallocated reduction, I'd be very surprised if they didn't zero that out, as that was their original intention. So this is the $350,000. There's no, you know, for Alaska Legal Services. And I would just...
Okay. Any other discussion?
I would just add that the entire amount, if you take out Alaska Legal Services, not excluding Alaska Legal Services, excluding them, that the total budget for the commissioner's office is only $465,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Yes.
Right. We have $759,000 now. We've taken out $350,000. I don't know what he's going to cut, but...
Okay, further discussion? Would the clerk please call the roll on adoption of amendment number 6?
Representative Hoffman.
No.
Representative Martin.
No.
Representative Navarre.
Pass.
Representative Parnell.
Pass.
Representative Terrio.
Yes.
Representative Brown.
No.
Representative Foster.
No.
Representative Grusendorf.
No.
Representative Hanley.
Yes.
Representative Larson.
No.
Representative McClain.
No.
Representative Navarre.
No.
Representative Parnell.
No.
Two yay, nine nay.
I may be looking for...
Yeah, at this time we'll stand in recess then.
No. Can we do these? I need to clarify this. All these designated grants are completely eliminated.
Yes.
Since we eliminated the designated grants.
That's right.
Okay, I was going to bring that up before we take a recess, but by amendment number 5, in discussion of amendment number 5, that the two grants that we approved prior to number 5 were added, but with passage of amendment number 5, mm-hmm. it deleted those and all others.
Mr. Chairman?
So 5 is out.
If that's going to be the ruling, can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Because a lot of these other grants, they're in the discussion, there was mention of STEP funds, and we've already closed the Department of Labor budget, or is it closed? Because I think this grant, I would like to make a proposal that it be funded through STEP funds, the Department of Labor.
I would object to that, because that's what Fairbanks Native Association tried to do, was to, last year, to... What is it? I'm thinking of one word.
You already get money.
Designate. Yeah.
They were reduced. Told they couldn't go to STEP funds. They couldn't get a designated grant out of STEP funds. They were given $150,000. Told to apply to STEP funds, but the language and STEP, for reasons that escape me, is crafted so narrowly that they cannot participate in that program. They were turned down. This program. Deals with getting the chronically unemployed, mostly Alaska Natives in the Fairbanks area, into the employment rolls. It's very successful.
Chairman, we're not under DNR. We're still under designated grants and CRA.
No, but it does combine with DCRA. Ramon?
Mr. Chairman?
Boy, we're getting out of order here a little bit. We're on amendment number 7.
Nice.
We're discussing, once again, designated grant. But Representative Terrio has proposed, instead of funded under designated grant, to change the funding source to the STEP program. Chairman McClain has objected, and she asked for Mr. Henderson to give a response.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay. Representative Rump.
I would request that we go to the floor, because I don't wish that they proceed on a matter that's going to come up at 5 o'clock, and I was the person offering the amendment and would like to be present when the session begins. And
I would request that we recess at this time for our obligation on the floor.
Good. Just that we're coming back after we get off the floor.
I'm going to be leaving.
What are you doing on the floor, Mr. Chairman?
Six. Don't leave.
On that subcommittee on education.
Okay, let's hear from post-secondary in regards to Wichy. Welcome, Mike.
Chairman Larson, Representative Grusendorf. By this amendment, you would allow 15 Alaska students to participate in Wichy, and I would point out to you that that represents a reduction from the prior year. 23 new students were in the Wichy program in 1994. So for this 1995 budget, 15 already represents a reduction in the support level for that program. Glad to answer any questions people have about the program.
Basically, the discussion that took place on a subcommittee level had to do in some aspects to both the Wichy program and the WAMI program in the entrance of Alaska students. And if I can recall Representative Bundy's testimony, it was basically that once a student was in the Wichy program, we did have some contractual obligation to continue that program. But the question was, then, could we continue to allow new students to enter into that program or not? In the recommendation of the subcommittee then was to delete approximately, if I remember, about $184,000, which was the amount associated with the new students who were anticipated to enter into the program, and that we thought it then would be a policy call that should be brought to the full finance committee. And also within your booklet then it shows you the number of new students, 3 in medicine, 2 in veterinary medicine, so on down the list there with a total of 15. And I guess the one question I would have is if we have the WAMI program, which provides access then into medical schools for Alaskan students wishing to go to become a doctor, how come we still have medicine under Wichy program? You know, I should have asked that 10 years ago.
One came after the other.
Representative Larson, I believe it represents the allied health programs that students enter into other than Doctor of Medicine in the Wichy program. And I'd also point out to you that you have over 115 students already applied for and eligible for this program, and currently we would only be able to fund 15 of those students. I think the issue the Finance Committee should consider is that so long as you do not have a state higher education system that provides medical schools, veterinary schools, and other allied health training, you will be denying access to certain types of programs if you eliminate funding for new students in Wichy. Those seats, Wichy represents seats that are reserved for Alaska students. And if new students are eliminated, it's not to say they can't go to those programs, but they will not have any Alaska seats reserved for them. They will have to compete with Oregon students and Washington students and others.
So basically, if a student wants to go for veterinary medicine, within these, is it 7 institutions where?
7 programs.
7 programs where access will be provided to Alaska students. But that doesn't mean that the other schools across the country mm-hmm. also provide veterinary medicine that the Alaska student could also select to go to. So it isn't a problem of being necessary in order to have access today. It's access at a certain set of institutions, isn't it?
It is a problem of not only access but competition. What you are saying, without those delegated seats, Alaska students would have to compete on the open market for a limited number of seats in those programs in all the colleges and universities that offer them across the country. And that is the real advantage that you have, is that you provide that type of training to Alaska students without having to bill the program in your own state. And they reserve you a select number of seats for that training.
Jim? I was going to ask one more question. Do you have any idea of the number of students who return to the state once they complete their courses?
The figures that we have reported in testimony prior to this time represent, if you take the long-term return, it's in the neighborhood of 70%. We have a very good, respectable return rate of the students who participate in the program returning to Alaska.
The reason I ask is I know Representative Bundy was looking into it being a loan. Unless you return, then you get forgiveness, so much like the old student loan program used to be. Representative Martin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's right to bring up Whiskey and Whammy right now because it's had a important history when we were in desperate straits years ago. We're trying to get people in various medical professions to Alaska. One of the things I really think we should look into is when we used to only buy, and that's what we're doing with the University of Washington, buying seats to go into the University of Washington Medical School. But we don't have to do that anymore. And you asked an important question, why does WSHE have medical students too? Because we want to give the students a broader range. We want to give them more opportunities for those that want to go to other medical schools besides University of Washington. I think we should also consider right now, if we don't want to stop WAMI altogether, at least go back to when we used to only have 10 seats, because the provisions of WAMI when I first got in the legislature in 78 and 79 were a lot different, and I thought we were getting a more benefits, and there were two Alaskans, not all of them. There were two Alaskans. They weren't kids that came up here for 1 year and then qualified as Alaskan and then got the great benefits of going to University Medical School in Washington, where some of them lived anyway. It was a real ripoff in those days, and we did have a provision for them to come back up to Alaska and serve in those days. Some of them did and some didn't, and I think somebody brought a lawsuit against us saying that we can't force them to do such a thing. Okay. So it needs to really be evaluated. I think maybe this year here, at least, maybe we should consider, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's 1,000 people waiting to get in on the WAMI program. I mean, this is the most lucrative program that you can get on in the nation, probably in the world, as far as benefits and not have to pay back after you get out of school.
Okay. It was the subcommittee's recommendation that this be brought before the full committee. It's a policy question in regards to WSHE. Representative Grusenberg.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I certainly don't know as much about this subject as I'd like to, but I do know that when we as a state want to have a post-secondary education program for young people in the state for selections, that being limited by some of the course offerings that we can make, that this was probably the cheapest in the long run method of working it out by where we could send people to medical school, to and at one time law school, but we got to the point of supersaturation, so we're starting to hone in on the areas that would be important to the state. And you did mention that 70% are coming back. In the areas that we have identified as the type of people we want back in the state providing services. So to me, it's just an extension of the university, but saves us a lot of money.
Okay. Do you desire any more discussion? Would the clerk call the roll on the motion to adopt amendment number one?
Pass.
President DeVore.
Yes.
Representative Cardinal.
Pass.
Representative Terrio.
Pass.
Representative Brown.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf.
Yes.
Representative Hanley.
No.
Representative Hoffman.
Pass.
Representative McLean. Oh, excuse me. Representative Larson.
No.
Representative Martin.
No.
Representative Cardinal.
No.
Representative Terrio.
No.
Representative Hoffman.
Yes.
5 yea, 5 nay.
Will you please note that amendment number one has failed adoption. The vote was 5-5.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, since we're short on the committee, you can expect this back under rescission motion. And all amendments.
That could be.
Yeah.
We go by the same reconsideration rule as what we had last year. You can reconsider one time. Amendment number two by Representative Hanley.
Mr.
Chairman, amendment number two would eliminate all the general funds from the Arts Council other than those needed to match federal funds, and it puts 75% of that into the alcohol and drug abuse grant. And again, if we're going to start prioritizing things, I think we ought to. This is one of the areas we can do it in, and I'd move amendment number two.
Check, Mr. Chairman.
Both parts. Both parts.
Okay. Amendment number two has been moved. We have heard objections. Discussion.
I would move to divide the question and, as we did in the past, decide what level of funding we're going to have on alcohol and drug abuse at the proper time.
Chairman, I'm going to object this time because I want to get us back to focusing. You know, if we can't get to the point where we're going to start prioritizing things in budgets and then comparing between budgets, then it doesn't matter. And if alcohol and drug abuse grant isn't as important, it adds $325,000 back to it, and that's fine. And if people want to put in a whole bunch more later, but this is... So let's go ahead and vote on dividing the question. I oppose dividing the question.
Okay, we have objections to the question being divided. Further discussion on that? Representative Brown?
Well, Representative Hanley just said 325 would be added, but the amendment I'm looking at says 250 is restored.
Oh, I'm sorry, 250. Mm-hmm. It was of the... I'm sorry, you're correct.
250.
Further discussion? Representative Brown?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I speak against the motion to eliminate all these dollars out of the Council on the Arts. The Council on the Arts, I believe, was an agency that we had before oil.
The motion is to divide the question right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Further question on the motion to divide?
Just to
are there objections on the motion to divide?
Yes.
Any objections? Would you call the roll on the question of division?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, quick comment, if I may.
Oh, Representative Rusendorf?
Well, I know what Representative Hanley is trying to do, but we have, on several amendments, made this division apparently for the fact that we're going to handle it all at once or something of that nature. So, never mind.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that we go back to all the other ones if we plan on changing the policy at this stage.
Okay, that would have to come as a motion. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Navarre.
Could you restate?
To divide the question.
Yes.
Representative Parnell.
No.
Representative Theriault.
No.
Representative Brown.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf.
Yes.
Representative Hanley.
No.
Representative Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Martin.
No.
Representative Larson.
No.
Five yea, five nay.
This probably will come back under reconsideration.
Please note the full question is before us. What action does the committee wish? Representative Theriault?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to propose that we reduce the reduction from 325 to 200,000.
We have a motion to amend to reduce the figure from 325 to 200,000 reduction to the Council of the Arts.
Object.
75% of that then going to the alcohol and drug abuse?
Yes.
Chairman. My wife's a member of the council, and Representative Hanley's trying to ruin my marriage.
Mr. Chairman, I guess it's public information. She called me up, and she said, since I do room with Representative Theriault, she said she knows where I live. So,
okay, we have a motion to amend to reduce the figure from 325 to 200, with seven, and if that passed, 275% of the 200 would go to the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Grant Program. Is there objections to the motion to amend?
Objection.
Any objections? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Parnell.
No.
Representative Theriault.
Yes.
Representative Brown.
No.
Representative Foster.
No.
Representative Grusendorf.
No.
Representative Hanley.
No.
Representative Hoffman.
No.
Representative Martin.
No.
Representative Navarre. Representative Larson.
Yes.
2 yea, 8 nay.
Okay, the motion to amend has failed. We have the main motion back to forth.
Sure.
Representative Hoffman, then Brown.
Is it possible to make another amendment?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
I move that that the percentage that be restored to ADA grant line be 100%.
Okay, in other words...
Delete art council.
Repeat it again, Representative Hoffman.
Well, if this motion, for some unknown reason, passes, I would rather see all of the money go to the alcohol and drug abuse grant line.
Okay. So, in other words, your motion simply speaks to the 75%, and your motion is to move it to 100%. Is that correct? Representative Parnell?
Just a point of inquiry through the chair. If this gets changed to 100%, does Representative Hoffman intend to vote for the main amendment?
Probably not.
Well, Mr.
Chair. We have a motion to amend by making it 100%. Are there objections to the motion to amend? Hearing none. It has been amended to 100%. Now the main motion has amended $325,000 out of the Council of the Arts to alcohol and drug abuse. Please call the question.
Oh, I didn't get to speak.
Look, Representative
You're
Brown.
You're going to come back to me. Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't support this motion because I would like to point out that the Council on the Arts has already been cut nearly 40% in the last 5 years and 60% in 8 years. This is an agency that provides a lot of economic benefit throughout the state. It's part of the cultural fabric of our state. It provides outlets for Native artists and other artists by helping to support all kinds of arts organizations in all the fields of the arts. I'm informed that if we did eliminate this money, the council would have to take money out of the grants in order to maintain their core staff, which is required by the National Endowment for the Arts, and therefore there would be a greater impact to the grantees than might be apparent just from the reduction of this. Roughly 75% of the council grants are going to organizations and artists in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau, where, and I'm told those are the cities where the majority of cuts would come. I think this would be very unfortunate and that we should maintain our support for this item.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Parnell?
I'm going to support the amendment because I stated earlier that I want to try to make some choices about priorities, and I think the alcohol and drug abuse grants are a higher priority than the Council on the Arts. And while there may be other ways to look at the issue, that's how I'm looking at this particular issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hearing no further discussion, would the clerk call the roll?
Representative Brown?
No.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Representative Grisendorf?
No.
Representative Hanley?
Yes.
Representative Hoffman?
Yeah.
Representative Martin?
Yes.
Representative Navarre?
Yes.
Representative Parnell?
Yes.
Representative Terrio?
Pass.
Representative Larson?
No.
Representative Navarre?
Yes.
Representative
Terrio. Yes. Yes.
Another one for
I. Please note that amendment number 2 has been adopted. We go to amendment number 3, Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll move amendment number 3.
Discussion. I guess what I need to know. The client services, that's the services to the deaf and the blind, and what else?
Mr. Chairman, the client services component is services to all people with disabilities in Alaska. It doesn't designate one particular disability group, but it funds the case services that all of our branch offices provide to people all over the state.
And what would be the impact, then, of this amendment number 3?
Amendment number 3 would do a couple of things. It would, if the client services component was cut $100,000, we would lose an additional $100,000 in federal money. The real impact of this cut, in 1992, the new rehab amendments broke apart vocational rehabilitation and independent living. And now one is Title I of the Act and one is Title VII of the Act. And in order for the state of Alaska to receive independent living funds, Independent Living Council appointed by the governor and the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation have to submit a joint plan to the feds. We did that last October. That joint plan, one of the highlights of that plan was to ask for an increase
of state money to go to independent living centers. This increase was to be new money. What this amendment basically does is takes money from one disability group or one service for one large disability group and provide it to a service that gets funding in a different way. The Independent Living Council and the Division of Oak Rehab signed that plan, and with about 20 pages of verbiage talking about collaboration, working together, working as one, this amendment tears that apart and again takes the money from one program and gives it to another. And the impact is actually doubled. It would be a $200,000 cut.
Further discussion? Representative Parnell.
Do you see both services as equal in importance to the core function of the Department of Education in terms of one of its missions, or do you view one as having a higher priority to the department than the other in terms of coming closer to the mission that you're trying to accomplish?
Well, that's a loaded question. I've worked for years in vocational rehabilitation, and independent living is a new movement that started about 10 years ago. And it's a worthwhile movement. If I have to go to our clients and say, you're going to lose services in favor of independent living, as a rehabilitation professional, I can't do that. I would say that losing $200,000 to increase a program that already has an increase this year of 21.5% in the budget is wrong.
Further discussion, Representative Navarre?
Mr. Chairman, I recognize that they'll lose federal funds commensurate with the general fund cut that we're taking, but I'll also say that they are likely to get more than, even though the it would be a $200,000 cut or a $100,000 increase if they did lose those federal funds, they probably would still be more cost-effective delivery of service, equal so that they would get better bang for their buck actually with the $100,000 increase than they're losing even with the loss of federal funds.
Further discussion? Ready for the question? Will the clerk call the roll on adoption of amendment number 3?
Representative Foster.
No.
Representative Grisendorf.
No.
Representative Hanley.
No.
Representative Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Martin.
No.
Representative Navarre.
Yes.
Representative Parnell.
No.
Representative Terrio.
No.
Representative Brown.
Yes.
Representative Larson.
No.
3A, 7A.
Please note, amendment number 3 has failed adoption. We go to amendment number 4, Representative Parnell.
Mr. Chairman, on this particular amendment, before I move it, I'm going to delete the first two items, the personal services reduction of 47.1 under the commissioner's office and executive administration, leaving only the blue book as the targeted reduction, and applying that 39.2 that I find there in court security costs for the court system.
The amendment would only be for 39.2?
For 39.2, that's correct. This would eliminate the, or we would not print a new blue book for this coming year with this reduction, and that savings would be applied to the trial courts at 39.2 rather than the 75% that we've been dealing with in the past here.
I would probably agree with that, Representative Parnell. If it was the year we're now in, next year we have a new legislature, and you could carry the blue book through 2 years there. So I'm just thinking out loud here. Sorry. Representative Grisendorf?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. That blue book is used very extensively in libraries throughout communities, and it uses the reference of who's the commissioners and, you know, where you go and this sort of thing there. And I think it would be a mistake. I believe that book is used more than we believe it is.
Mr. Speaker.
Excuse me, Representative Terrio.
Mr. Chairman, I think all that information is readily accessible through the LIOs. People can get the little directories. One phone call, you can find the information.
Mm. Representative Martin?
I would doubt that. I use the Blue Book quite a lot because it's probably the most handy reference on upgrading information for Alaska. Also, this is for the printing. We are able to make some general funds on selling these books. I've advocated that they should put these books more out to the public for our tourism groups and stuff like that. So this is covering printing of those books, and we do have income coming, I also know, from the university that buys them in bulk.
Mr. Chairman, before, I haven't moved the amendment yet, but I need to change the number to 54.8. The 39.2 is contractual, and 15.6 is attributable to personal services. So the number should be 54.8.
Is there any objections to that motion to amend the figure to 54.8?
Well, I didn't even have a motion pending because I hadn't moved it yet, but I would move the motion now that we delete the blue book at 54.8 and insert it into the court system, court security at 54.8.
Okay, we heard the question. Do you wish any more discussion?
I move to divide the question.
It is divided. You don't the first two.
Okay, we had a motion by Representative Brown to divide the question. Do we wish to debate that?
But you did divide it.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Brown.
Well, my reason for dividing it is I think it's important to preserve this public information source. We don't have very many public information sources that are about Alaska like this one. And I think also, you know, I do support increasing the money in the court budget for security. So I'm dividing them because I want to...
I'm sure under the court budget you will get an opportunity on court security. Representative Foster?
I'll pass, that's all right.
I'm sorry. Any more discussion on dividing the question? Any objections to the question being divided?
Object.
Hearing objections, would the clerk call the roll on the division of the question?
Representative Grusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Representative Hoffman?
Yes.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Navarre?
Yes.
Representative Parnell?
No.
Representative Theriault?
No.
Representative Brown?
Yes.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Representative Larson?
No.
Representative McLean? Oh, excuse me.
Mr.
Chairman?
5-8, 5-8.
Representative Hoffman?
I have a priority motion. I move that we delete trial courts and add the alcohol and drug abuse grant line.
Okay, let me have the clerk read the roll here on the question of division.
5-8, 5-8.
Okay, the motion to separate the question has failed adoption. Representative Hoffman?
I move that we delete contractual under the component trial courts, contractual court security, and we replace it with alcohol and drug abuse grant lines in the BRU Alaska alcohol and drug abuse.
Okay, so what we have now is 54.8 being deleted from the blue book and placed into alcohol and drug abuse. Yeah. Desire any further discussion? Hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Hanley?
Yes.
Representative Hoffman?
Yes.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Navarre?
No.
Representative Parnell?